This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, October 25th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. After 1,000 years of Christian rule in the English Isles, since King Æthelstan incorporated Christian law in AD 930, English government has at last been turned over to a prime minister of Hindu persuasion. Rishi Sunak takes the helm after a failed governance under Conservative Party member Liz Truss. Sunak is of Punjabi Indian descent, his parents having immigrated to the UK in the 1960s. According to Evangelical Focus, 2,000 churches have closed in the United Kingdom over the last 10 years. Less than 50% of Britons indicate they are Christian, reports The Guardian. Worse yet, weekly church attendance in the Church of England dropped below 1% in 2019. For other denominations, weekly church attendance hovers around 2 to 3%. As the fifth largest economy in the world, the United Kingdom faces its own economic crisis, with the pound slipping 14% against the dollar over the last year. China, the second largest economy in the world, is experiencing similar turmoil at the top. The Hang Seng Index crashed another 9% yesterday, registering a 74% drop since early 2021. That was the largest one-day drop since 2008. And over the last year, the Chinese yuan has lost 12% of its value against the U.S. dollar. Alibaba lost 19% of its stock value. This comes after Xi Jinping, the president and general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, increased his dominance in national governance by assuming a third term of 5 years. The Chinese hegemony, or dominance, is tightening. Over the weekend, political maneuverings at the highest levels resulted in the yanking of the number two national leader, Premier Li Keqiang, who was known to advocate for more free market policies. An official document states that all future political appointments must be in line with, quote, the spirit of General Secretary Xi Jinping, end quote, and all political leaders must hold to the, quote, standards of Marxist statesmen, end quote. Plus, the Roman Catholic Church has renewed its agreement with the communist Chinese government, allowing Beijing to choose their bishops. Since the agreement was inaugurated in 2018, the communist state has appointed 6 pastors. Let us keep Psalm 22:28 in mind, for the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. The U.S. federal deficit for 2022 was a whopping $1.4 trillion. That's 43% higher than the 2019 budget deficit before COVID. President Biden's deficits are running an average of 9.2% of the gross domestic product. That compares to Trump's average deficit per GDP of 7.4%, Barack Obama's average deficit per GDP of 4.9%, George W. Bush's average deficit per GDP of 3.3%, and President Bill Clinton's average deficit per GDP of just 1.6%. Last week in Plano, Texas, leaders from the Southern Baptist and Presbyterian Church of America denominations held another conference affirming homosexual identity and orientation, reports World Magazine. The conference, termed Revoice, has been in operation since 2017, led by Greg Johnson, a homosexual PCA pastor from St. Louis, Missouri. Speaker Gregory Coles told the crowd, quote, following Jesus has not made me less gay, and it has not made me more gay. I've been riding steady at a Kinsey 6 for the last 20 years, end quote, referring to the highest rating for homosexual affinity explained by sexual pervert Alfred Kinsey. And finally, money is the top concern for those who worship it. A shocking report from George Barna finds that abortion is not even on the list of the top 5 concerns for evangelicals as we approach the 2022 elections. Gas prices come in at number 1, inflation at number 2, food prices at number 3, crime and personal safety at number 4, and protection from terrorism at number 5. Among those who have a biblical worldview, as defined by Barna, Inflation came in at number one, gas prices at number two, abortion at number three, and religious freedom at number four. Well, in Luke 12, verse 15, Jesus said, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, October 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.